the process, the business of art. I hope you join me Friday, 6 p.m. on WUSB 90.1 FM. See you then.
See you later, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
Bye, Lou.
Lou physically threatened me to play that or he'd sit on me. To get serious now, we're going to put two people on the... well, one of them's already been on the other side of the, I guess, microphone, you can say. With me this evening, along with the Long Island punk scene in total, is Ron and Margo from YBU Fanzine. This is the second fanzine to come out in Long Island. The first is Voice of a Generation, and I'll be giving you some information about that later on. But we're going to talk about YBU, since they rushed all the way down here from the Record Stop just to be with me. And let's talk about it, guys. You know, let's start with Margo, I guess, since she's instrumental in putting most of it together, and she has first listing on the credits.
Yeah, and
paid
for it.
So what made you want to start a fanzine?
Well, it was just more get a part of everything instead of just sitting back and just, you know, instead of being lazy, to get involved and just kind of help the scene, benefit everything.
Yeah!
Yeah.
All right! Help the scene! The scene needs you. You don't need the scene.
Okay, let's calm down, guys. Let's try to keep this serious. So you feel by putting out a fanzine you can get more involved with the scene? What do you hope to accomplish, though, with it?
Well, we would like to, I guess size doesn't really matter. We'd like to get a larger size and get a lot of response from a lot of people. And
what I mean by what kind of, what do you want to get out of it? Not by the fanzine itself,
us
but from you getting out of it and the people who pick it up. What do you want them to really, you know, when they read through this, is there something you want them to pick up from it besides the pretty pictures and
To just learn a little more about, like, what's going on,
just to basically
get a little more aware, and
yeah, to get them, you know, to get a little involved, you know, I mean,
to find out what's going on and what everybody else is putting all their time into doing.
Because we still, you know, even though this issue's out, we still, like, we want to make it clear that we still need, you know, stuff in the next issue. And we didn't get that much response. We got some, though, and thanks a lot to, you know, being up here and talking about it. And we thank, you know, the people who did send us stuff. But I don't know. It's not even really an outlet for us, but an outlet for everybody. So, you know, send in your stuff and we'll use it.
Okay, you have interviews in here. The first one from such bands as Rosemary's Baby, Babies, Violent Children, The Misfits, Hellbent. Why don't you tell people, you know, if they want to write and say they want to interview a band, how should they go about that?
they should first write to us and give a little background about their band and what they're all about and what they're into.
Well, I come up to you and say, Margo, I want to interview the Dead Kennedys. What advice can you give me? Or, you know, how did you go about interviewing these bands?
Well, we really did it pretty poorly because we did it all through the mail and on the telephone.
That's good.
Only one band in here was done live, and that was the Hellbent one, and that was done half live. No, that was done in two different spots, two parts to it, and we did it through the mail, and it's the bad thing about it is we'll ask them a question and they'll answer it, and if we wanted to go into their answer a little more and discuss it, we wouldn't be able to, because it's only like questions and answers through the mail and not live. But we still thought, since we couldn't fly out to, we couldn't fly go out to New Jersey, we couldn't fly out to California to interview Neighborhood Watch, instead of not doing it at all, why not do it through the mail instead of just forgetting about it? So it's worth a try just to get started.
The best way to do mail interviews, too, is ask the band before you interview them. Because, just getting a bunch of questions in the mail saying, you know, we want to interview you, you know, it's kind of rude. But, yeah, you know, ask for some photos, because that's important.
It takes a lot of work on the part of the band, too, as well. You know,
it does.
A lot of these bands, they have to sit down and write out all the answers to these questions by hand. So, you know, it shows a lot of dedication on all sides.
Some of them just sat around, and they all sat around and just set it on a tape and sent
that
it to us.
That was a good idea, yeah.
But it was really hard because they didn't say their names ahead of time. Yeah. That was a no-response interview. And some of them said some pretty, well, I don't know how to describe it. Things that I'm sure the whole band doesn't want to take responsibility of saying as a band, but some people said some comments, and that was hard to decipher the tape. But, you know, at least it's doing something and trying.
Could I make a disclaimer, Steve? A personal disclaimer on this fanzine?
Sure.
Well, I think I can speak for Margo and I. The Hellbent interview. It's a good interview, and if you like Hellbent, you know, read it, and you know, but don't by any means think that like her or I support
they
have
exactly.
to say, because they said a lot of things that we didn't really agree with, and we don't want anybody to get the feeling that, you know, that's what we're trying to do with the fanzine or anything, that we're making any statements that agree with Hellbent, because a lot of the things they said we totally disagreed with. So don't get the impression that that's what we're, you know, what we're standing for or anything like that. But we did put it in for the fact that they did say it, and we were going to do an interview with them whether or not we liked what they said. You were not, you know, censors or anything, so we put it in anyway, and you can decide, you know, what you think about it.
Do you plan on mentioning that in your next issue?
Well, we're hoping to get some feedback from it. Why not? Why put like all positive things into it? I mean, I'm not saying that it's negative. It's just that if you don't like it, you should get involved by writing a letter and let us know how you thought of it, and if you agree with it, if you disagree. It's just better that way, to just start out having people get involved and saying some things.
Okay, I have a question for Ron. You know, in terms of getting involved, you already played drums for about 10 different bands, it seems like.
Two. Shooters and the other.
Right. Well, and that seems like a pretty heavy involvement. In fact, you should be at practice right now, from what I hear.
I was just at practice.
Okay.
Never
start
back.
So, you know, why the need to further get involved? It seems you're involved enough with the bands. Do you feel you're not getting the creative outlet you need with those?
No. Well, I don't know. Margo is doing the fanzine, and she, you know, she came up with the original idea for it, to do it, and I'd always wanted to do one, just because I wanted to do one, and she needed some help, I figured. So, you know, I figured I'd do it. I have the time. It's not like I don't have the time. I mean, you know, who needs school, right? I'm just kidding.
Greg's going to be on the staff. He's going to be a staff editor and a writer for the next issue. So I think three is a good number to... especially when we argue, now there's going to be like somebody else to help us decide.
We're already doing it. But it's good.
Okay.
Arguments provoked.
Why don't I let you, since you just brought it in tonight, and with the big crowd we have here, I really haven't had a chance to really go through it. How about an editor's opinion of the first issue? You want to give that?
Well, you know, I've never written a paper or anything, and I haven't seen that many fanzines or anything. I'm pretty happy with it. I would like to see more politics in it, more things that would kind of a lot of people could just ignore everything in here and just let it slide by. It wouldn't get them to get interested and write in and stuff. But more politics would be nicer
in
here.
Less horror stuff, too, in the next issue.
Yeah, a
not
lot
that.
More different types of music, okay. Art damage, thrash.
I mean, like, let that be like a horror issue, and the next issue is probably going to have a lot of psychedelic things in it.
A lot of different stuff, not even just one thing, I think, but...
We want to be open for everybody, you know.
But,
And, you know, if people have ideas to send in stuff, you know, then
art,
do it.
Anything.
By all means, do it.
I mean,
because we'll print it, you know.
We were in a real rush to get this done, too. So in reading it over, we finally, this is like, right now, you're seeing, like, the very first copies done. We did these in the car on the way
first
here.
First 50 have ago. Blue pages in the back.
Special
the
edition.
Because the Xerox place ran out of the white.
But there's a lot of mistakes and stuff, but
That's
I'm pretty happy.
It's a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did you get the records that you reviewed here?
They stole them from the station.
That's right. They stole the records from WUSB at night.
You can have half of these records. Seriously, where did you get them? You go out and buy all this stuff?
Yeah, I buy a lot of them.
Some of the bands are kind enough to, you know, I requested to a few bands.
Some bands have donated stuff for review already. One of the policies here, if a band donates a record or gives us one of their records or tapes, and we'll review it and give them a free ad for that in the paper. Mm-hmm. In other words, you know, we'd like to get their music to help support our fanzine, and at the same time, we're gonna give them an ad and a review to help support their disc. It's a one hand washes the other type situation.
Yeah.
Okay, that voice in the background, in case you were wondering, was USB's music director, Jim Calagiri. Who has enough problems getting normal records besides punk
records. He's the one that looks the other way when we steal the records.
Yeah. Okay, why don't we just... I'll go through it real quick. There are interviews with different bands. There's some pretty wild pictures. There's even a letter section from a few people. Wow, there's even Jennifer in here.
There's a full-page picture of John Stab of Government Issue. That's great.
Okay, there's that.
And a free communion wafer, so you don't have to go to church on Sunday.
Right.
Just eat the wafer and pay the buck for the fanzine, and you don't even have to go to church. Get your own buck.
We will absolve you of all your sins, so don't worry about it.
Okay, included is...
That's not to say it's a God substitute.
Right. Also some reviews here, some records. Greg does some reviews. Ron, I guess, does some. Margo does a few herself.
Mm-hmm.
And a few ads. Some nice pictures, and I have to admit, this is probably, you know, one of the better fanzines I've seen in a long time.
I
wonder what Maximum Rock and Roll's first issue looked like.
Yeah, I'm dying to get a copy of it.
That first issue, she really she made a good dent in the fanzine situation, I think.
Okay, why don't we give out an address so you can send anything you want, or even write
okay.
to the fanzine.
We need everything in the world. We need letters. We need photographs, show reviews. If your band wants some...
And little packets of NutraSweet.
Make sure it's not Dow Chemical NutraSweet.
Set the sprinkle on the communion.
We need anything you can send us.
Sugar-coated wafers.
You can send that directly to YBU, that's 7 Ridgewood Street, RIDGEWOOD, in East Northport.
Snortport.
Snortport.
It's 11731. And if you didn't copy that down, you could probably call in the station and get the address.
Or you could send it on sound.
Or send it to Unsound Music, because Jeff was kind enough to help out with it.
Yeah, if you want the address for Unsound, it's in the fanzine, so figure out how you're going to do that.
Right.
Okay, issue number one of YBU is out. It cost a buck. The address, once again, is YBU, 7 Ridgewood Street, East Northport, New York, 11731. If you'd like a copy, send them the money, and they'll send one out to you. I'm sure it'll be in some of the record stores in the area.
It's already in Record Stop, and by Friday it'll be in New York at Venus 99, and where else was I today? Midnight Records.
Okay, pick up a copy. If you have anything you want to write, it doesn't have to be punk, it doesn't have to be hardcore,
right,
it can be anything.
As long as it's underground.
As long as it's underground, independent type.
Van Halen.
And Rick Davis is on the cover.
Yeah, that's Rick on the cover when you get it. He's just saying hi.
Hi, Rick.
He's a friendly kind of guy.
Okay, so want to thank Margo and Ron for coming down.
Thank you. Really good job on this.
Thanks for bringing me a copy. I'll give you your buck later.
And no, it's two for you.
And also, I have some concert information I'll be giving out later.
On Friday at West Nyack High School. This is a benefit for the senior class. Is Chappaquiddick, Kraut, and Borscht playing.
Benefit.
Wow, I wish my high school had that.
Senior class.
Chappaquiddick plus 5, Kraut, and...
And Borscht.
And Borscht. I thought they broke up.
No.
They're still together.
I thought they did too, but they're still at it.
Good.
Plug it on.
Okay, so I'll be giving out that address. I'll be giving out the address of the other Long Island fanzine called Voice of a Generation. The Coffee Achievers probably have something they want to say later on. We'll let them do that. No? Okay. One says no, one says yes, and the drummer is just tapping away there. Okay, so thanks for coming down, and let's quietly bring the mic over to Greg. And we're going to go more back into some stuff Greg brought up. And Greg, what do we have next?
Okay, this is a band walking by their supermarket dream, as they say. This is the very first album by the Mothers of Invention. And take a little listen to the lyrics of this. I think they're pretty great. And we're getting applause in the other room from Coffee Achievers and Voice of a Generation here. This is called Hungry Freaks, Daddy.
From Mothers of Invention here at 90.1 FM.
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that's you inside. But once you find that the way you lied and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy. Great society. America, walk on by your supermarket dream. Mr. America, walk on by the liquor store supreme. Mr. America, try to hide the product of your savage pride, the useful mind that it denied. The day you shrugged and stepped aside, you saw their clothes and then you cried. Those hungry freaks, Daddy. Great society.
Like
90.1 FM with Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors, and that is The Scream. Greg?
Well,
just broke the mic.
Okay, at the top we heard The Moms of Invention. After that we heard Mouse and the Trap, sounding a little bit like Bob Dylan there, unfortunately. Made of Sugar, Made of Spice, and that's from their Public Execution album. Great LP. Then we heard Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors doing Scream, and that's from Back from the Grave, Volume 2, featuring a bunch of classic garage tracks on that. And I thought we were going to hear two more cuts here, but I don't know what's going on.
Okay, just some more information to pass on. The museums at Stony Brook is having free admission this Sunday for everyone's mother. For Mother's Day, and that's between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the museums at Stony Brook, and they have on display costumes, carriages, miniature rooms, decoys, paintings, everything you could ever expect from a museum, plus more. That's the museums at Stony Brook, located on Route 25A in Stony Brook. If you want further information about their free admission to mothers on Mother's Day this Sunday, you can call them at 751-0066. The number, once again, 751-0066. And the 1984, I don't know if it's spring or summer, is out. One of the new program guides we have available is out, and that gives you a rundown on who's on and who's not on and what programs we air here at WUSB. If you would like a copy, all you have to do is send a self-addressed stamped envelope to WUSB-FM Program Guide, SUNY, Stony Brook, New York, 11794, and we'll send you a program guide, the latest one we have. The address, once again, WUSB-FM Program Guide, SUNY, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. And what do we have here, Greg?
Oh, we got one last cut. This is also from the Back from the Grave, and it's quoted here on the album. It says, the greatest opening line ever. I was raised on knuckle sandwiches. This is Roy Jr. doing Victim of Circumstances. Great lyrics on this song. This
here at WUSB Stony Brook.
I was raised on knuckle sandwiches in an alley crib in a jungle of night. Had to fight to live. Why was I born down here? It just ain't fair. My home was any man gave no pride to wear. I'm just a victim of the circumstances.
I have no idea who that was.
That was Roy Jr.
Roy Jr. What was that?
Victim of Circumstances.
Okay.
Back from the Grave, Volume 2.
All right. That wraps it up for me, Steve Kreitzer. I'll be back again next Wednesday night. A few musical notes to pass on to you. This Friday at the Anthrax Gallery, 70 Main Street, Stamford, Connecticut, DRI, Agnostic
Ooh,
Front, and Menstrual Cycle. That's this Friday at the Anthrax in Stamford, Connecticut. Check them out. This Sunday afternoon, May 13th, at the Setauket Neighborhood House, Main Street in Setauket, will be the Coffee Achievers. They'll be playing there. That's this Sunday, May 13th, around 12 noon, they'll be playing at the Neighborhood House.